The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 9, text number 1, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 23, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter number 9, text number 1.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Shri Bhagavan Uvacha,
Idam tu te
guhyatamam,
Pravakshyami anusuyave,
Gyanam vijnana sahitam,
Yad jatva mokshasheshubat.
Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "My dear Arjuna, because you are never envious of me, I shall impart to you this most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence." Purport. As a devotee hears more and more about the Supreme Lord, he becomes enlightened. This hearing process is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Quote, "The messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are full of potencies, and these potencies can be realized if topics regarding the Supreme Godhead are discussed amongst devotees. This cannot be achieved by the association of mental speculators or academic scholars, for it is realized knowledge. The devotees are constantly engaged in the Supreme Lord's service. The Lord understands the mentality and sincerity of a particular living entity who is engaged in Krishna consciousness and gives him the intelligence to understand the science of Krishna in the association of devotees. Discussion of Krishna is very potent, and if a fortunate person has such association and tries to assimilate the knowledge, then he will surely make advancement towards spiritual realization. Lord Krishna, in order to encourage Arjuna to higher and higher elevation in his potent service, describes in this 9th chapter matters more confidential than any he has already disclosed. The very beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, the first chapter, is more or less an introduction to the rest of the book. And in the second and third chapters, the spiritual knowledge described is called confidential. Topics discussed in the seventh and eighth chapters are specifically related to devotional service, and because they bring enlightenment in Krishna consciousness, they are called more confidential. But the matters which are described in the ninth chapter deal with unalloyed pure devotion. Therefore, this is called the most confidential. One who is situated in the most confidential knowledge of Krishna is naturally transcendental. Therefore, he has no material pangs, although he is in the material world. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is said that although one who has a sincere desire to render loving service to the Supreme Lord is situated in the conditioned state of material existence, he is said to be already liberated. Similarly, we shall find in the Bhagavad Gita, the 10th chapter, that anyone who is engaged in that way is a liberated person. Now, this first verse has specific significance. The words idam jnanam, this knowledge, refer to pure devotional service, which consists of 9 different activities: hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping, praying, obeying, maintaining friendship, and surrendering everything. By the practice of these 9 elements of devotional service, one is elevated to spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. When one's heart is thus cleared of material contamination, one can understand this science of Krishna. Simply to understand that a living entity is not material is not sufficient. That may be the beginning of spiritual realization. But one should recognize the difference between the activities of the body and the spiritual activities of one who understands that he is not his body. In the 7th chapter, we have already clearly discussed the opulent potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his different energies, the inferior and superior spirit natures, and all this material manifestation. Now in the 9th chapter, the glories of the Lord will be delineated. The Sanskrit word anusuyave in this verse is also very significant. Generally, the commentators, even if they are highly scholarly, are all envious of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the most erudite scholars write in the Bhagavad Gita very inaccurately because they are envious of Krishna. Their commentaries are useless. The commentaries given by the devotees of the Lord are bona fide. No one can explain Bhagavad Gita or give perfect knowledge of Krishna if he is envious. One who criticizes the character of Krishna without knowing him is a fool. So, such commentaries should be carefully avoided. For one who understands that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the pure and transcendental personality, these chapters will be very beneficial. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. You know, this envy is a big problem.
Invidia è un mare problema.
Very big problem.
Forte mare problema.
Take a look at your material body.
Uitați-vă la corpul vostru material.
Why do you have a material body?
De ce ai un corp material?
Because you were envious.
Pentru că ai fost invidios. And
that's why we have material bodies.
Din cauza aceasta avem corp material.
Sometimes while going down the roadway, we see the inmates from the prison out there in their prison uniforms doing some work on the side of the road. Sometimes in English, they call it a chain gang because they're all chained together. So anyway, the prison uniform marks them apart from the ordinary citizen.
Uniforma lor din pușcărie îi diferențiază de cetățenii obișnuiți.
So the fact is, the present moment, this is prison uniform. This material body, it is prison uniform.
Corpul material este ca o uniformă de acestea din pușcărie.
This is the proof that you were an envious rascal. Do you have a body composed of earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego?
că avem un corp care este format din pământ, apă, foc, aer, eter, minte, inteligență și ego.
So that's why it is so very, very, very important that we learn how to become free of this envy.
De aceea este foarte, foarte important să învățăm cum să ne liberăm de această invidie.
Sometimes even a brahmachari may think, well, Krishna gets to have all these girlfriends, why not me? And see, that's envy. We have to see how to get free from this envy. We were discussing this point recently also in Sofia. The question was raised, actually.
A fost ridicată o întrebare.
So how do we get free from this envy?
Cum ne liberăm atunci de această invidie?
It's a really important thing to get free from.
Este într-adevăr un lucru important să ne liberăm de aceasta.
Well, the first thing is to realize how destructive it actually is.
Primul lucru ce trebuie să realizăm este să vedem cât este distrugătoare.
It's like if you know, just like I've seen that malaria is a very bad disease. I know devotees who've come back from India that with malaria and they were sick in bed for a long time. In Africa, every 30 seconds another child dies from malaria. So hearing about this severity of malaria. When I go to India, I take malaria pills to protect myself. So envy is a much worse disease than malaria. So what kind of pill can we take to protect us from envy? That is called Krishna Katha. If we can develop a taste for this Krishna Katha, then there'll be no room for envy left in our heart. Somehow we get conditioned to this idea that I have to be the center to be happy. But it's not really a fact.
Dar nu este de fapt acesta nu este un fapt.
You don't have to be the center of existence in order to be happy.
Nu trebuie să fii centrul existenței pentru a fi fericit.
It's not necessary.
Nu este necesar.
Just like the hand may foolishly think that he should be the center of enjoyment.
Așa cum mâna s-ar putea gândi că în mod prostesc că ea trebuie să fie centrul bucuriei.
And he may think, well, why should I feed the stomach? Why should the center be the center of enjoyment?
De ce trebuie să hrănesc eu stomacul? De ce stomacul să fie centrul bucuriei?
There's actually a parable given in the Vedas that the various parts of the body, they thought, why should we feed the stomach?
Există o parabolă dată în Veda care se explică că de ce diferite părți ale corpului s-au gândit, de ce să hrănim stomacul?
The stomach is just sitting there, not doing any work. We are working so hard for the stomach's pleasure. He does nothing but enjoy. So they decided to form a union and go on strike. Don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach, don't feed the stomach. The stomach is a fascist. Don't feed the stomach. So they were going on with great enthusiasm with their demonstration. One day. But then the second day they started to lose their energy somehow or other. And the third day they were practically dead. And they took the last bit of energy they had left, they said, I think we better call another meeting. And they realized, they decided, well, I think if we don't feed the stomach somehow or other, we can't survive, so we better feed the stomach. So we may, like those foolish striking bodily parts, try to go on strike against the Supreme.
La fel și noi am putea să facem grevă față de Krishna.
We may try to build a heaven for ourselves called Romania.
Am putea să încercăm să ne construim un rai pentru noi, să se numim România.
But then we will find that we are starving to death, practically speaking.
Și atunci, în final, vom descoperi că vom muri de foame.
Bereft of actual happiness.
Lipsiți de adevărată fericire.
So it's time to call a meeting, you see, of the union.
Așa că trebuie să organizăm o întâlnire a sindicatului.
Figure out what to do.
Să descoperim ce trebuie să facem.
The fact is that Krishna is the root of the entire creation.
Adevărul este că Krishna este rădăcina întregii creații.
Everything is actually meant for his enjoyment, not ours.
Totul este cu adevărat menit pentru bucuria lui, nu a noastră.
Again, and our envious nature says, "Well, why Krishna is an enjoy? Why not me?" But the foolish, immature person doesn't realize that he will enjoy equally with Krishna, or even higher than Krishna, if he just agrees to serve Krishna. So the bottom line is, envy is stupid. It's like taking a gun and shooting yourself in the foot. It's completely stupid to be envious. Because you're doing nothing but throwing yourself into an ocean of misery. That's all you're doing. If we can lay aside envy and just try to relish, what a wonderful person is this Krishna.
He's so
powerful that even as a little baby he can crash the Trinavarta demon to the ground and kill it. And he's so beautiful that he can attract thousands of the most beautiful young girls in the whole universe to dance with him in the woods at night. Some people criticize Krishna that he's a flirt. He flirts with women, you see. But even if you say that Krishna is a flirt, someone who flirts with women, you see.
Dar chiar și așa.
He's the supreme flirt.
El este supremul.
Who can captivate 16,000 beautiful gopi girls all at one time?
Cine poate să captiveze 16,000 de frumoase gopi deodată?
In the material world, one man, he would capture one woman by flattery, you see. But he can't capture very many women by flattery. They realize that, well, you know, he's going out with other women, so they'll dump him. But Krishna can capture thousands and millions of women and they'll all be devoted to him. So who can compete with Krishna like that?
Cine poate să concureze cu Krishna?
And then, the amazing thing is that Krishna is also the most renounced.
Și lucrul uimitor este că în același timp Krishna este și cel mai renunțat.
He's the greatest brahmachari.
El este cel mai mare brahmachari.
You may say, brahmachari? He's dancing with all those women?
Brahmachari dansând cu toate aceste femei.
But actually, Bhimasen, you know, not Bhimasen, but Bhishma Dev, he is noted for being the greatest brahmachari, Dridavrata.
Bhishma Dev este cunoscut ca fiind cel mai mare brahmachari, Dridavrata.
So that his father could enjoy a married life, with the woman of his choice. He vowed, I will never marry her. And by that vow of brahmachari, tapasa brahmacharena, he became so powerful that he would not die unless he wanted to die. So powerful was his brahmachari vrat that he could never be killed unless he agreed to die.
Atât de puternic era jurământul său de brahmachari încât nu putea fi ucis decât dacă era de acord să moară.
Can you imagine what is the strength of his brahmachari vow?
Vă dați seama ce putere are jurământul lui.
But that Bhishma, Dev, he said there is no greater brahmachari than Krishna. Because he was dancing with all those girls and he didn't have any sex enjoyment actually. He remained brahmachari. And then he actually gave them all up also to go to Mathura to kill Kamsa. So who is more renounced than Krishna? And who is more knowledgeable than Krishna? He's omniscient. He knows everything. Past, present, and future. He knows everything that's going on in your mind at every minute. And the good thoughts, the not so good thoughts, and the rotten thoughts.
Și gândurile putrede.
He knows it all. Therefore, we have to really clean up our minds, you know.
De aceea trebuie să ne curățăm mințile.
Because Krishna sees every bit of it.
Pentru că Krishna vede totul.
He knows everything.
El știe totul.
There's nothing that Krishna does not know.
Nu există nimic ceea ce Krishna nu cunoaște.
He is the supreme knower.
El este supremul cunoscător.
And then, when it comes to the matter of wealth,
se discute despre bogăție,
what does Krishna say? Sarva loka maheshwaram.
Ce spune Krishna?
I own everything.
Totul este proprietatea mea.
And then, that other item, fame. Who is more famous than Krishna?
Și cine este mai faimos decât Krishna?
Krishna is the most well-known person in all of existence.
Krishna este cea mai cunoscută persoană din toată existența.
Even the non-devotees have heard of Krishna.
Chiar și non-devoții au auzit de Krishna.
In the history of the world, there is no person more famous than Krishna.
În istoria lumii nu există o persoană mai faimoasă decât Krishna.
So, if we can learn to relish this person,
dacă ne învățăm să ne bucurăm,
who is all powerful, all beautiful,
care este atot puternic, atot frumos,
all renounced, all knowledgeable,
atot renunțat, atot cunoscător,
all wealthy and all famous,
atot bogat și atot faimos,
then we will become happy.
Atunci vom deveni fericiți.
Even in this material world, people will form a fan club.
Chiar și în această lume, oamenii vor forma un club de fani.
They will say, well, we're a fan of this famous songwriter, you know, this movie star. They have a fan club. They have meetings and they get together and they talk about, you know, this fan, this star, or that star. They put up websites for their star, just like so many Beatle websites are out there, you know, the Beatle.
Vor face site-uri pe web despre stelele lor. Cum există multe, de exemplu, site-uri despre Beatles.
So actually, we have this tendency. We like to glorify and worship some hero. That is a natural tendency we have.
Deci noi avem această tendință. Vrem să adorăm un erou. E o tendință naturală.
If we will take that tendency and we will utilize it to meditate upon, worship, glorify, hear, and remember that supreme, all-attractive person, Krishna.
Deci această tendință va trebui să o luăm și să o folosim pentru a adora, pentru a aminti pe suprema persoană, și anume Krishna.
What will be the result?
Care va fi atunci rezultatul?
As Krishna says here, you shall be relieved of the miseries of material existence.
Krishna spune, tu vei fi eliberat de mizeriile existenței materiale.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Nu este acesta un lucru minunat?
All you have to do is become, you know, join the Krishna fan club.
Tot ceea ce trebuie să faci este să te alături clubului de fan.
That's all you have to do.
Este tot ceea ce trebuie să faci.
Become a Krishna fan.
Să devii un fan al lui Krishna.
Hear about Krishna.
Krishna.
Talk about Krishna.
Krishna.
Remember Krishna.
De Krishna.
Serve Krishna.
Pe Krishna.
Worship Krishna.
Pe Krishna.
Do everything for Krishna.
Totul Krishna.
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Everything, 24 hours for Krishna, Krishna. And then you will become supremely happy.
Și atunci tu vei deveni suprem de fericit.
Why is that?
De ce?
Because actually, that is our nature.
Pentru că de fapt aceasta este natura noastră.
Do you know why you exist?
Tu știi de ce existi?
Can any of you say why you exist?
Poate vreunul dintre voi să spună de ce există el?
Was it because your parents wanted to have a baby? Is that why you exist? Do you know why you exist? Did you ever even think about why you exist? You never thought about why you exist? Just see what how rascal your leaders are. They trained you in such a way you never even thought about why you exist. What a rascal civilization you have. Your leaders did not train you to even ask why you exist. It is shameful. What is this rascal civilization? They simply train you to ask, where is money? Where is sex life? Where is eating? Where is sleeping? Where is mating? Where is defending? That's all they train you to ask. Those are the only questions.
Ne-am învățat pur și simplu să ne întrebăm unde sunt banii, unde este sexul, unde sunt mâncare.
They have never given training to ask, why do I exist? What is the purpose of my existence?
N-am fost pregătit să ne întrebăm, de ce exist eu? Care este scopul existenței mele?
That knowledge they are not giving.
Această cunoaștere nu am primit.
But human life does not begin until you ask why you exist.
Dar forma umană de viață nu începe până nu îți pui întrebarea de ce exist eu.
Who am I? Where have I come from?
Cine sunt eu? De unde am venit eu?
What is my destination?
Care este destinația?
How can I achieve that destination?
Cum pot să ating eu acea destinație?
These are the questions of human life.
Acestea sunt întrebările vieții umane.
Tato Brahma Jigyasa. Now that you have gotten this human form, you must inquire regarding matters of the absolute truth.
Acum că ai primit această formă umană de viață, trebuie să-ți pui întrebări legate de adevărul absolut.
If we ignore this principle of Tato Brahma Jigyasa,
dacă ignorăm acest principiu,
then we are animals. That's shva vidra ushtra karei.
Atunci suntem pur și simplu animale.
No, not animals even. That's too much glorification. We are less than animals.
Asta e de fapt o glorificare. Suntem mai puțin decât animale.
Because the animal, he is doing his duty.
Pentru că animalul, el își face datoria.
Isn't he? The dog, he is performing dog dharma. Isn't it?
Woof, woof, woof. Dharma, datoria lui de câine.
That is his dharma. He is doing his dharma very nicely.
Aceasta este datoria lui, o face foarte bine.
The cat, she is doing her dharma. Meow, meow. Very nicely. The bird is doing his dharma. The fish, he is doing his dharma very nicely. So every species, Jalaja Navalakshani Stavada Lakshavingshati, every species is doing its dharma very nicely.
Toate speciile își urmează datoria foarte, foarte frumos.
That the human species has the dharma, tato brahma jigyasa.
Dar forma umană de viață are această datorie să-și pună
întrebări. And they are neglecting their dharma.
Și ei își neglijează această datorie.
Therefore, the entire world is plunged into chaotic situation.
De aceea, întreaga lume este aruncată într-o situație haotică.
So, still the question remains, why do you exist?
Și rămâne în continuare întrebarea, de ce existăm?
Since no one has answered the question, I will answer it for you. Krishna confirms in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sravasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate. I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. You exist because Krishna is emanating you from himself. That's why you exist. You do not exist by the mercy of Charles Darwin, okay? You exist because Krishna is emanating you. He's manifesting you out of himself at this very second. So one may ask, well, why is he doing that anyway? Actually, Krishna is supreme enjoyer.
De fapt, Krishna este supremul care se bucură.
He is manifesting from himself an infinitude of living beings simply for the purpose of expanding his own enjoyment.
El emană din sine nelimitate entități fii pur și simplu pentru scopul de a își crește bucuria.
Krishna has no obligation to populate the universes.
Krishna nu are obligație de a popula universul.
He's under no rules and regulations.
El nu se află sub reguli și regulamente.
He's under no moral principles.
El nu se află sub incidența principiilor.
He's under absolutely no obligations.
El nu are niciun fel de obligație.
Everything he does is simply for one purpose and one purpose only.
Tot ceea ce face are un singur cel.
Enjoyment, that's all.
Bucuria.
Atât. He has no business except to enjoy, that's all.
El nu are nicio altă treabă de făcut decât să se bucure.
So, do not we have experience that the more we have relationships, friendships with other people, we become happy, isn't it?
De așa că cu cât mai mult avem relații, prietenii cu alte persoane, devenim mai fericiți.
The more I have friends, the more I become happy.
Cu cât mai mulți prieteni am, cu atât mai fericit devin.
Actually, that's a fact.
De fapt, este un fapt acesta.
So Krishna, to expand his enjoyment unlimitedly,
Krishna, pentru a-și expanda bucuria în mod nelimitat,
he manifests from himself millions and billions and quadrillions of living entities.
Krishna expandează din sine milioane și bilioane și trilioane de entități vii.
For the sole purpose of expanding his own network of loving relationships.
Pentru a-și expanda rețeaua sa de relații de iubire.
Infinitesimally. You know that word? To an infinite degree, yeah.
Până la infinit.
So, in this way, Krishna is manifesting it for his own pleasure.
De aceea Krishna ne manifestă pe noi pentru propria sa plăcere.
We exist for the sole purpose of giving pleasure to Krishna.
Noi existăm pentru a-i face plăcerea lui Krishna.
So, do you think that if you do not serve Krishna, there's any way you could be happy?
De ce credeți atunci dacă nu serviți pe Krishna veți fi fericiți?
Because not serving Krishna is denying your own nature.
Pentru că a nu servi pe Krishna este de a nega propria noastră natură.
Trying to live a life devoid of Krishna bhakti, it is a fish out of the water, that's all.
O viață trăită fără Krishna bhakti este ca o viață trăită de pește în afara apei.
Do you think a fish out of the water can be happy?
Credeți că un pește în afara apei poate să fie fericit?
Well, you can try, you know.
Puteți să încercați.
Give him a nice brand new Mercedes Benz, you know.
Dați-i un nou Mercedes Benz.
Give him, you know, a nice beautiful wife.
Dă-i o soție frumoasă.
Give him a big, you know, bank account, 1 billion euros.
Dați-i un cont în bancă de 1 miliard de euro.
Give him all power and prestige.
Dați-i toată puterea și prestigiul.
Mr. Fish.
Domnul Fish. Pește.
But do you think he can be happy?
Credeți că poate să fie fericit?
With so much power, prestige, sense gratification available for him. No, it is not possible.
Nu este posibil.
There's only one way for Mr. Fish to be happy.
Există o singură metodă pentru domnul Fish să fie fericit.
It's very simple, really.
Este foarte simplu, cu adevărat.
Toss him back in the water.
Aruncați-l înapoi în apă.
So, do you know what is that tossing process?
Știți care este acest proces de a arunca înapoi în apă?
To toss yourself back in the water.
Cum să ne aruncăm noi înșine înapoi în apă?
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So now do you know why you have to become Krishna conscious?
Acum înțelegi de ce trebuie să devii conștient de Krishna.
Do you understand why you have to become Krishna conscious? Do you understand?
De ce trebuie să devii conștient de Krishna?
You do. Okay. Now you must do this. You must do.
De ce trebuie să faci asta?
Yes. There is no, what does the Bhagavatam say? There is, the Isha Upanishad, there is no alternative to this way for man.
Isha Upanishad spune, nu există o altă alternativă față de această cale pentru om.
There's no option.
Nu există o altă opțiune.
Here's your choices.
Acestea sunt alegerile.
Become Krishna conscious.
Devii conștient de Krishna.
Or become Krishna conscious.
Sau devii conștient de Krishna.
Or become Krishna conscious. This is your choices. You may say, "Was that, that?" But that's a dictatorship. Yes, it is a dictatorship. But it's a benign dictatorship. Of course, you can always be a rebel if you want. But one thing I have to tell you. If you opt for being a rebel,
dacă optați pentru a fi un rebel,
instead of enjoying eternity, knowledge, and bliss,
în loc de a vă bucura de eternitate, cunoaștere și beatitudine,
you will experience temporality,
veți experimenta temporalitate,
illusion,
iluzie,
and misery,
și mizerie,
birth after birth after birth after birth.
Naștere după naștere după naștere.
That's the price you pay.
Acesta este prețul care îl plătim.
If you want to think that you're great,
ca să ne putem permite să ne credem că suntem mari,
independently of God,
independent de Dumnezeu.
You want to carry on with your little coup d'etat, you can try that.
Vreți să continuați cu lovitura voastră de stat, puteți să încercați.
But you will pay a heavy price, I guarantee you.
Dar veți plăti un preț foarte mare.
You won't experience the eternality, the clarity of vision, or the nectarian bliss of your spiritual nature. You won't taste it.
Nu veți experimenta eternitatea, nu veți experimenta claritatea viziunii sau beatitudinea naturii voastre spirituale.
Instead, you will be beating your head against the wall in the cycle of birth and death.
În schimb, vei da cu capul de pereți în ciclul nașterilor și morților.
That's the price you pay for being independent, if you want to be.
Acesta este prețul care îl plătim pentru ca să fim independenți.
If you choose to be a stubborn holdout,
dacă decizi să fii un încăpățânat,
you will pay for it.
Vei plăti pentru acest lucru.
It's an expensive rebellion.
Este o rebeliune foarte scumpă.
The sweetest, most wonderful thing to do is say, okay, I surrender, I give up being a defiant, you see.
Cel mai dulce lucru care putem face este să ne predăm, să renunțăm la a provoca pe Krishna.
In wartime, when they surrender, what do?
And, timpul războiului când se predau, ce fac ei?
So we come before Lord Chaitanya and we surrender.
Așa că venim în fața Domnului Chaitanya și ridicăm mâinile.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we can ask now if there's any questions.
Acum dacă
I was wondering if sometimes we fall in this depression of this material world being so ugly and my body is so weak. How do we get out of this depression? Even if we try to do Krishna consciousness.
Sometimes we become very depressed. This material, my body is so deficient in so many ways. The material world is so depressing. So how do you get out of this depression? It's very simple. You have to say, thank you, Krishna. For showing me that this illusory existence is really miserable. Thank you for freeing me from the illusion that this is a place of enjoyment. You have to realize this is actually just it's more or less a dream state. Do you think you're a woman?
Tu crezi că ești o femeie?
You see? Do you think you're the body?
Tu crezi că ești acest corp?
You see, this is the problem.
Aceasta este problema.
We identify with the body.
Noi ne identificăm cu corpul.
As soon as you do that, then you're setting yourself up for unlimited anxieties.
În momentul în care credem acest lucru, ne angajăm în nelimitate anxietăți.
So you have to use the disturbances you experience in your temporary body and in this material existence. You have to use those miseries as a springboard to catapult yourself into transcendental consciousness.
Trebuie să folosim aceste mizerii care le experimentăm în conștiința materială ca o trambulină pentru a sări în conștiința spirituală.
Because beyond the screen of this material energy, do you know what is there? Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna's eternal pastimes are happening right now. You just have to enter into that state of pure Krishna bhakti. You have to engage in Krishna smaranam. You have to engage in Krishna Lila Smaranam. You have to absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness. And then you will escape the suffering condition of this material existence. You will see all the anxieties as of the body and the material world is something happening out there in the material energy. That's all. There's two energies, the external energy and the internal energy. You are suffering because your consciousness is absorbed in the external energy. You have to internalize your consciousness more and more and more. To where it is no longer affected by the threefold miseries.
Până când nu mai este afectată de cele trei tipuri de mizerii.
And the fourfold miseries.
Sau cele patru tipuri de mizerii.
And the seven whips.
Și cele șapte biciuri.
You have to internalize your consciousness. I am not this body.
Eu nu sunt acest corp.
I am the eternal servant of Krishna.
Eu sunt servitorul etern al lui Krishna.
And you have to become more and more absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
Și trebuie să devii mai mult și mai absorbit în
seeing everything in relationship with Krishna.
A vedea totul în relație cu Krishna.
When you become very strong in the internalization of your consciousness,
când devii foarte puternic în internalizarea conștiinței tale,
then you can deal with your material body.
Atunci poți să lucrezi cu corpul material.
You can deal with the material world.
Poți să faci față lumii materiale.
In the mood of a paramahamsa.
În starea de spirit a unui paramahamsa.
Do you know the amazing quality of the beak of the swan?
Cunoști trăsătura uimitoare a ciocului unei lebede.
The swan can take a mixture of milk and water.
O lebedă poate să ia un amestec de lapte și apă.
And he can extract the milk and leave the water.
Și poate să extragă laptele și să rămână apă.
So within this material energy,
în această lume materială,
Krishna is actually there.
Krishna este de fapt acolo.
You simply have to learn how to extract him, that's all.
Trebuie pur și simplu să înveți să-l extragi.
The first time I had the wonderful opportunity to be in the physical presence of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
Prima oară când am avut oportunitatea să fiu în prezența fizică a grației sale divine A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
He gave a very wonderful lecture.
El a dat o lecție minunată.
And he told us how easy it was to actually experience God.
Și ne-a învățat cât de ușor este să-L experimentăm pe Dumnezeu.
He said that Krishna says rasoham mapsukandaya.
Krishna spune în Bhagavad Gita.
He says I am the taste of water.
Eu sunt gustul apei.
So Srila Prabhupada pointed out to us.
Srila Prabhupada ne-a indicat atunci.
He says you're drinking water once, twice, thrice, more than that every day.
Srila Prabhupada a spus bei apă o dată, de două ori, de trei ori, chiar mai mult de atât în fiecare zi.
He said that if every time you will drink water,
dacă de fiecare dată când bei apă,
if you will simply remember that Krishna is the taste of the water,
îți aduci aminte că gustul apei este Krishna.
He said, immediately you will become Krishna conscious.
Imediat vei deveni conștient de Krishna.
He said, to become Krishna conscious,
a deveni conștient de Krishna,
is not a difficult job.
Nu este o treabă dificilă.
It simply requires practice.
Este necesar pur și simplu de practică.
So if you will simply practice this simple meditative technique,
așa că pur și simplu practicați această metodă meditativă,
that every time you drink water, you remember Krishna as the taste of the water. And then why only water? Why not the sunshine also? Prabhashmi, Shashishuryayo. Krishna says, I'm the light of the sun and the moon. Even on a cloudy day like today, the sunlight is coming through, lighting everything.
Chiar pentru zi înnoată cum e astăzi, lumina soarelui trece și luminează tot.
So when you see the sunlight, you can think of Krishna.
Așa că atunci când vezi lumina soarelui, te poți gândi la Krishna.
When you take water, you can think of Krishna.
Când bei apă, te poți gândi la Krishna.
And then he says, I am the ability in man.
Apoi el spune, eu sunt abilitatea în om.
When you go to your office and you see the ability of all the workers there to do the computer programming,
când te duci la birou și vezi acolo toți,
you can think, ah, here is Krishna. You see? Krishna says, I am the ability in man. So in this way, wherever you go, in whatever you do, you have to learn how to extract Krishna. That is described in the Bhagavatam.
Acesta este descris în Bhagavatam.
Bhakti Pareshano Bhavo. Bhakti Pareshano Bhavo Bharaktir. It is described in the Bhagavatam. That one becomes, one's love for Krishna, bhakti, it increases.
Iubirea pentru Krishna sau bhakti crește.
And he is able to experience Krishna within everything.
Și persoana poate să-L experimenteze pe Krishna peste tot.
Whether he's at the temple,
fie că este la templu,
whether he's at the office,
fie este la birou,
whether he's in the commute, or whether he's in line at the grocery store, you see.
Stă în linie, în coadă la magazinul de alimente.
The devotee of the Lord is able to extract Krishna from within everything.
Devotul Domnului știe să-L extragă pe Krishna de peste tot.
He sees everything within Krishna and Krishna within everything.
El vede pe Krishna peste tot și totul în Krishna.
So how do you develop that vision?
Cum dezvolți această viziune?
Prabhupada told us it simply requires practice.
Și Srila Prabhupada ne-a învățat, pur și simplu este necesară practică.
Therefore, rise early in the morning.
De aceea, trezește-te de vreme dimineață.
Fine-tune your consciousness by 16 quality rounds before you go to work.
Reglează-ți conștiința fin cu 16 runde făcute în calitate.
And then at every step, you'll be able to connect everything with Krishna throughout the whole day.
Și atunci, în decursul întregii zile, la fiecare pas vei vedea totul în legătură cu Krishna.
And you will not feel that you are living in Timișvara.
Și atunci nu ți se va pare că trăiești în Timișoara.
You will feel how you are living in Vrindavan.
Vei simți că trăiești în Vrindavan.
Next question.
Următoarea întrebare.
Shy? Don't be shy. Yeah.
Înțelegem faptul că trebuie să ne prindem Krishna și singura alternativă, dar când vrem să facem pasul sau vedem că întâmplăm dificultăți din cauza minții care are tot felul de dorințe, pofte și ne trage cu forța.
We understand that surrendering to Krishna is the only option.
Yeah.
But when we try to do it practically, we are have difficulties because of the mind, the
yes.
desires and
right, things right.
That, that are in the mind.
Okay.
So,
question then?
Yeah.
How to overcome these
yes.
obstacles?
Yes, how to overcome the mind which pulls us away from Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada told us the simple method for conquering the mind is neglect.
Srila Prabhupada ne-a învățat că cea mai bună metodă pentru a cuceri mintea este neglijarea.
There's a nice example of Haridas Thakur and the prostitute, you know.
Este exemplu frumos al lui Haridas Thakur și prostituata.
She kept begging for sex pleasure with Haridas.
Ea cerșea și ruga pentru sex pe Haridas.
He kept neglecting her, saying, yeah, later.
El o neglija, mai târziu.
First let me do my chanting.
Prima dată trebuie să cânt.
So you may have so many desires for this thing, that thing.
Ca urmare, putem să avem atât de multe dorințe pentru acest lucru, acel lucru.
Your mind may be screaming, give me sex, give me food, give me power, give me prestige.
Mintea poate să strige, dă-mi prestigiu, faimă, sex, mâncare.
You have to say, well, later on. Right now, I'm cultivating Krishna bhakti, and that's it for me right now. Later on, maybe, you know, we'll talk to you later about that. But right now, I got to focus on Krishna consciousness.
Și tu poți să spui minții, mai târziu. Acum mă concentrez asupra lui Krishna bhakti.
Actually, one has to be strong. The mind says, "Give me this." You'd have to say, "No." That's all.
Trebuie să fii puternic. Mintea spune, dăm acest lucru. Tu îi spui, nu.
See, the problem with the neophyte devotee is the mind says, you know, some sex would really be nice to have sex, you know. And the mind goes, well, maybe it would be good to have some sex, you know. The mind likes to play around with it, you know. The mind wants to enjoy the considering that maybe it would be good to have sex.
Se gândește că ar fi bine, poate totuși să facem sex.
But see, then you're just courting disaster if you do them.
Dar atunci ajungi în dezastru dacă asculți.
If the mind says, you know, I really want to have sex, you say, hell no, forget it, I'm not going to have it.
Dacă mintea spune, totuși aș vrea să am acest lucru, și atunci tu spui...
Shut up, you stupid mind.
Tu spui, taci odată, minte nebună.
That's nonsense.
Aceasta e o prostie.
You're not going to get it.
Nu se primește acest lucru.
Tapasa brahmacharyana. You have to really be strong with your mind. Don't let your mind mess with you, you know.
Trebuie să fii puternic cu mintea, nu trebuie să lași mintea să se joace cu tine.
You have to be the master of your mind.
Trebuie să fii stăpânul minții.
Don't be the slave of your mind.
Nu fii sclavul minții.
Go, Swami, you see.
Trebuie să
un Goswami.
The mind is one of the senses.
Mintea este unul dintre simțuri.
Actually, it is the first thing in the, given in the translation: mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals. Given by Prabhupada in the translation.
Traducerea lui Srila Prabhupada, mintea este primul dat între, în această listă.
So your first business is to bring that mind under control.
Așa că prima noastră treabă este să aducem această minte sub control.
You have to be very expert at controlling your mind.
Trebuie să fii foarte expert în a-ți controla mintea.
Actually, if you can just focus on that one thing and that one thing only,
de fapt, dacă te-ai putea concentra la acel lucru,
you become perfect in Krishna consciousness.
Vei deveni perfect în conștiința de Krishna.
Because if your mind is fixed, then your tongue will not speak any nonsense.
Dacă mintea e fixată, limba nu va mai vorbi prostii.
If your mind is fixed, then your words will be proper.
Dacă mintea este fixată, atunci cuvintele vor fi corecte.
And your actions will also be proper. Proper actions.
Acțiunile voastre de asemenea vor fi acțiuni corecte.
Simply keep your mind focused in Krishna consciousness.
Pur și simplu trebuie să țineți mintea fixată în conștiința de Krishna.
And every time you see that your mind is deviating, you have to bring it back.
De fiecare când vezi mintea deviind, trebuie să o duci înapoi.
Yato yato nishchalati manash chanchalam astaram. Whatever from whatever and wherever the mind wanders, owing or due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
De fiecare când mintea deviază datorită naturii sale pulpitoare, ea trebuie adusă înapoi sub controlul sufletului.
So desire is natural.
Dorința este naturală.
You have to fill your heart with spiritual desires.
Trebuie să ne umplem inima cu dorințe spirituale.
Instead of thinking how you can enjoy this material world,
în loc să ne gândim cum ne putem bucura de această natură în lumea materială,
through sense gratification,
prin gratificare de simțuri,
you should think how you can enjoy this material world.
Ne putem gândi cum să ne bucurăm de această lume materială.
By pushing forward a spiritual revolution.
Împingând o revoluție spirituală.
Just like that rascal, what was his name, Lenin?
Ca și acel ticălos Lenin.
He started that communist revolution, you see.
El a pornit revoluția comunistă.
So you should push forward a Hare Krishna revolution.
Așa că voi trebuie să susțineți revoluția Hare Krishna.
And this way you can relish the nectarian, adventurous life of a spiritual revolutionary.
Și ca urmare vă puteți bucura de viața plină de nectar a unui revoluționar spiritual.
You can preach.
Poți să predici.
You can distribute books.
Poți să distribui cărți.
You can cook nice prasadam and distribute prasadam.
Poți să gătești prasadam și să distribui prasadam.
You can give lectures, you can write, you can do so many things to push forward this movement.
Poți să dai lecții, poți să scrii, poți să faci atât de multe lucruri pentru a susține acest lucru.
So make your desire, the desire to see this whole planet become Krishna conscious.
Fie ca dorința ta să fie ca această întreagă planetă să devină conștientă de Krishna.
Don't be frustrated with unfulfilled desires.
Nu fii frustrat datorită dorințelor neîndeplinite.
Desire to make everyone Krishna conscious.
Dorința de a face pe toată lumea conștientă de Krishna.
And endeavor for it with great determination, patience and enthusiasm.
Și străduiește-te în această direcție cu entuziasm.
And then see how Krishna fulfills your desires.
Și vei vedea atunci cum Krishna îndeplinește dorințele tale.
And you will be supremely happy.
Și vei fi suprem de fericit.
Next question.
Următoarea întrebare.
You said that Krishna is always happy, but people generally have this opinion that God
said that what?
Krishna is always happy.
Krishna is always happy, yes.
People have this opinion that he's serious and grave and he's an old man. And
people have the opinion that he's serious, grave, old man.
Yes.
Chant or sings. That's what people
yes.
Think.
He doesn't?
Dance.
He doesn't dance or chant or things like that.
Yes. So what is the question?
Why is that? Why don't people accept that God is happy, as a happy person?
Why don't God people accept?
Because they don't have a bona fide guru, that's why.
Pentru că ei nu au un guru autentic.
This nonsense so-called religion going on, the Christian religion, they have propagated the idea that God is an old man.
Această religie cumva au propagat ideea aceasta că Dumnezeu este un om bătrân.
Because they have lost contact with Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, therefore they have a misconception of God.
Pentru că ei au pierdut contactul cu Bhagavad Gita și Srimad Bhagavatam, au o concepție greșită asupra lui Dumnezeu.
It's a stupid idea, actually, that God's an old man.
Este ideea stupidă aceasta că Dumnezeu e un om bătrân.
He's hard of hearing, he needs a hearing aid.
Nu mai aude bine, are nevoie de un ajutor pentru auz.
These are foolish ideas, you see.
E o idee stupidă.
If you don't have a bona fide spiritual master, then you may concoct so many things.
Dacă nu ai un maestru spiritual autentic, poți inventezi atât de multe lucruri.
But any intelligent person can understand if explained to him clearly.
Dar orice persoană inteligentă poate să înțeleagă dacă îi se explică clar.
If God is all powerful,
dacă Dumnezeu este tot puternic,
and he's also the supreme enjoyer,
și este de asemenea supremul care se bucură,
why would he ever get old?
De ce să devină bătrân atunci?
Doesn't make sense.
Nu are niciun sens.
Why would he ever get old, you know?
De ce să devină bătrân?
Have his teeth falling out, you know, require a cane.
Să ia un baston.
That doesn't make sense.
Not in sense.
If he's all powerful and you know, in the mood of unlimited pleasure, he will keep himself young and beautiful.
Dacă el este tot puternic, atunci se va păstra tânăr și puternic.
With full sensual power, hearing, seeing, walking, everything, full power.
Cu depline puteri senzoriale, cu a vedea, a auzi, a umbla.
That is God.
Acesta este Dumnezeu.
So it requires see, they don't have that problem is they have no philosophy of God.
Cum a spus și la Prabhupada, ei nu au filozofie despre Dumnezeu.
It's simply some blind sentiment, that's all.
Este pur și simplu ceva sentiment orb.
If they hear from the blind fools and they become blind fools, that's all.
Dacă aud de la niște proști orbi, devin și proști orbi.
If they will hear from the bona fide spiritual master, then they will become spiritually enlightened beings.
Dacă ar auzi de la un maestru spiritual iluminat, ar deveni și ei ființe spirituale iluminate.
Therefore, we have to distribute this knowledge.
De aceea trebuie să distribuim această cunoaștere.
To save them from their ignorance.
Pentru a-i salva de la ignoranța lor.
Next question.
Următoarea întrebare.
Yeah.
Sometimes in preaching we are feeling very shy because we are afraid to break the dam.
What is it?
Sometimes in preaching we feel very shy because
being afraid to break the barrage.
Afraid to?
To break the dam.
Dam.
Dam. I don't know.
Example, to break them?
To push
break,
too much.
Break the dam. To push too much.
To break the dam.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So this afraid is a misconception of our mentality, or we have to go straight, not caring about so much.
Is this a misconception of our mentality, or
we don't have to care to
or we don't have to care about these things?
No, the preacher is actually very intelligent.
Un predicator trebuie să fie foarte inteligent.
He has to know the art how to bring them to Krishna consciousness.
Trebuie să știe știința cum să-i aducă pe ei la conștiința de Krishna.
Those who are actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, they do not unnecessarily disturb the minds of the ignorant.
Cei care sunt avansați în conștiința de Krishna, ei nu tulbură în mod nenecesar mintea oamenilor.
They very expertly engage them in acts of devotion.
Ei angajează expert în acte de devoțiune.
In such a way that those people can gradually realize the truth in full.
În acest fel, acest oameni se realizeze adevărul pe deplin.
We don't want to turn drive people away from Krishna consciousness.
Noi nu vrem să îndepărtăm oamenii de la conștiința de Krishna.
We want to attract them to Krishna consciousness.
Vrem să-i atragem spre conștiința de Krishna.
Would you like to know a secret of how to do that?
Vrei să știi secretul cum să faci acest lucru?
Yeah. It is sometimes said.
Este spus uneori.
That people don't care how much you know.
Oamenilor nu le place cât de mult știi.
They simply want to know how much do you care.
Și vor să vadă cât de mult îți pasă.
So, the key is, you have to become a compassionate Vaishnava.
Ideea este că trebuie să devii un Vaishnava plin de compasiune.
If you have that loving, compassionate heart,
dacă ai această inimă plină de compasiune,
that you genuinely want to help people become free of their suffering,
dacă vrei cu adevărat să ajuți oamenii să devină liberi de suferința lor,
they will sense your genuine love for them.
Ei vor simți iubirea ta autentică pentru ei.
And they will be willing to hear anything and everything that you have to say.
Și ei vor dori să audă tot ceea ce tu ai de spus.
Because they will understand you're not speaking out of pride.
Pentru că ei vor înțelege că nu vorbești din mândrie.
You're not speaking out of egotism.
Nu vorbești din egoism.
You're not speaking out of envy or fault finding.
Nu vorbești din invidie sau din tendința de a căuta greșeli.
You're simply speaking to them in the mood of love.
Și pur și simplu vorbești într-o stare de iubire.
When they sense that quality in you,
când ei simt această calitate în tine,
they will hear and they will learn from you.
Ei vor auzi și vor învăța de la tine.
You'll be able to make them devotees.
Și vei fi în stare să-i faci devoți.
How did Prabhupada make so many devotees?
Cum a făcut Srila Prabhupada atât de mulți devotați?
Because his heart was overflowing with love for us.
Pentru că inima lui era inundată de iubire pentru noi.
Everyone loved Prabhupada so much.
Toată lumea îl iubea pe Srila Prabhupada atât de mult.
I remember when I was first coming around the devotees.
Prima oară când am venit în jurul devotaților.
The way people used to talk about Prabhupada.
Felul în care oamenii vorbeau despre Srila Prabhupada.
It was amazing.
Era uimitor.
There was one little girl, she had never seen Prabhupada.
Era o fată mică, nu-l văzuse niciodată pe Srila Prabhupada.
But she had heard about Prabhupada from her mother.
Dar auzise de la mama ei.
And she had heard about Prabhupada from the other devotees.
Și auzise de la ceilalți devotați.
So Prabhupada was so special to her.
Srila Prabhupada era atât de special pentru ea.
When she would say the word Prabhupada, she would say it with so much love and enthusiasm. Prabhupada.
Când rostea numele lui Srila Prabhupada, îl spunea cu atât de iubire și entuziasm.
Just by hearing that little girl say the word Prabhupada.
Doar auzindu-o pe ea, rostind acest cuvânt.
Your heart would melt.
Inima se topea.
And you would think, who is this Prabhupada? Where is this Prabhupada? When can I see him?
Când pot să-l văd și eu?
When can I hear him?
Când pot să-l aud și eu?
When can I serve this Prabhupada?
Când pot să-l servesc și eu pe acest Prabhupada?
You see, Prabhupada's love for us was so strong.
Iubirea lui și la Prabhupada pentru noi era atât de mare.
That we just wanted to give our love to Prabhupada, that's all.
Pentru că noi doream pur și simplu să dăm rândul nostru iubirea noastră lui.
So, because his love for us was so strong.
Pentru că iubirea lui pentru noi era atât de puternică.
He captured us.
El ne-a capturat.
So you have to make your love for the conditioned souls very, very strong.
Așa că tu trebuie să faci iubirea ta pentru sufletele condiționate.
And then you can make thousands and millions of devotees.
Și atunci vei putea să faci mii și milioane de devoți.
Hare Krishna. So, we'll have more classes. So it's getting a little late. We will stop here.
Ne oprim aici.
Thank you very much.
Mulțumesc foarte mult.
Raja Vidya, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Shankar Shampu ki jai.